Hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie. It's a beautiful Sunday. Beautiful Sunday.
Are you just wishing it was?
No.
Or are you kind of being Trump-like?
Am I law of attractioning it?
Yeah, yeah.
Am I Christianing it? You know, like you state it as the way you want it to be, not what it is.
That's right.
No, I literally, it's a beautiful Sunday afternoon here. I mean, it's just beautiful. It's been a beautiful day. It's been one of those warm fall days. Like if you looked outside, you go, it can't be warm. The leaves are changing colors, but it's been warm all day and mm-hmm. kind of humid. And mm-hmm. you go, it feels like summer outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
And then you go, maybe global warming is happening. Not that I doubt global warming or climate change,
right?
I'm not a doubter.
You're a believer.
Well, what I am is, okay, before we introduce ourselves, we're Christine, Marie, and Julie. I'm Julie. I'm the daughter. Mama, you're Christine.
That's right. I'm Christine Marie.
And what we do is on a Sunday night, we love to have a little fun. We talk about the week behind us. We talk about what we can learn from our dog, Elliot.
We talk about our lives before us.
Our lives before
ahead
us.
Ahead of us.
We talk about pillar talk as well, those pillars of life, and what kind of insight can we have that makes some changes to move things forward? Because it's always about moving ahead, isn't it? Moving forward. We all want to have growth in our lives.
Yeah, and we all know that if you're not really moving ahead, there really is no status quo.
There's no status quo in
no
the world.
No staying at the neutral. You're slipping.
Right, because you almost have to work twice as hard to stay in the same spot anymore.
Yeah, it's so true, isn't it?
And we're both coaches. So you're a psychotherapist, my teacher, master's, and you can go check us out, ChristineMarieAndJulie.com. And if you've never heard us before, we like to have a little fun on these Sunday nights. Like to have some laughs.
So even
might poke fun at a few things. And just having a good time, not taking life so seriously during this hour, whether you're listening to us live or listening to us while you're walking on your treadmill or going for a walk with a dog and you got your headphones on. And today I've got a lot of dumping, as I like to call it, just these little things that have come up that I need to discuss it with my mama and make it all clear.
It's our best hour of the week, isn't it, to be together like this?
It is. It really is.
It's kind of like we do it for ourselves.
We kind of do, and I never...
It's therapy. It's therapeutic.
In coaching, we talk about, the 80-20 rule, you know, like, and does what you're doing produce what it should be producing, you know?
80% of what you do gives
you...
20% of what you do gives you 80% of the result.
And same thing, and the opposite is true then. The other 80% gives you the 20%. Yes. So you want to stay in that 20%. What that 20% that you do gives you the most results.
The most joy.
The most joy, the most finances. And I guess, even though I consider this part of our business, this hour really pluses our relationship.
It really does, isn't it?
Yeah. And I always tell people, you know, hey, if you want to go deep with your husband, you know, in kind of a fun way, or your partner, mm-hmm. or
get a podcast.
Get a podcast. Force yourselves to talk for an hour without stopping.
I can't even imagine doing that with Norm.
No, I can't either. I can imagine it if he was a third person.
Yeah.
Because we could just bring him in.
But if it's just me and Norm, he would just go.
And I've tried it with Douglas. And
really?
When you're faking it, you're just in the car and we're like, okay, right now we're going to do a 30-minute podcast. You know, let's just do it right now. And when you're faking it, the pressure's not on. But when you're doing it live, mm-hmm. like we do, mm-hmm. the pressure's on.
Yeah, we're like on a tightrope.
Yeah, and sometimes we just don't know what to do. We're like,
sometimes we fall. We'll Linda.
And sometimes I'm looking at Mom like, got anything to say, girlfriend?
And she's shaking her head, no.
And I'll pull something out and talk about it. But today I have a ton to talk about.
Do you really?
Well, last week we did talk about Trump, and we're going to probably talk about Trump again.
We probably will.
In a very social way, you know, and bigger concepts, bigger ideas, and to have joy with it and fun with it. The political side, don't really care too much. It's all done deal anyway. Yeah. It's a done deal, whatever. Heard a little bit of Glenn Beck on Adam Carolla's show. I'll talk about him a little bit today.
Yeah, make good. Sure. Good.
We're going to talk about also just some fun tidbits that I heard about this week mm-hmm. that just could bring interesting thoughts to our day. And then about safety, safety in when you go to the mall, safety when you go in your schools and so forth. Mm. So I'd like to talk about that a little bit. Mm. I know you want to bring up the clown situation again.
Because I heard some more news about the creepy clowns.
Creepy clowns.
And so I want to talk about that just a wee bit.
And then we're going to move into our Elliot's Corner. What we talk about is what we learned from our dog this week. I learned something about from our life, about from our dog this week.
And we also talk about other animals. I have two short animal stories.
Awesome. And then finally,
we do have a movie review.
Oh, of course, we do movie reviews.
I
saw a movie this week too, and sometimes our movie reviews we do them by Sherpa hats, and sometimes
because we are
really,
your guides
really
along that mountain of movie watching.
And we see some of them are new, and some of them are just coming out like on video, and some of them are coming out just on Spike TV. And I think all reviews
our
are valid.
Our favorite channel now.
At this moment, right?
Spike TV.
I think all reviews are valid, even at, because once the hype is over, you get to kind of settle into what the movie's really about.
Right.
And you're like, well, you know, this was just enjoyable.
Right.
You know, it's enjoyable for
a
Saturday
night. I had
one
of those
night.
Experiences last night.
Awesome. And then finally, we'll talk about our pillar talk.
I mean, regarding a movie.
Yeah. Exactly. One of those experiences, huh?
One of those enjoyable experiences.
Exactly. Okay. So first off, I want to just kind of go through this. Before we talk about Trump and all the sexual stuff, I want to talk about...
What are we talking about? Trump and sexual stuff?
What?
Crazy.
Crazy.
What are you, where are you? Under a rock? What is that? Sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry. Loser.
I want to...
Disappointed.
Seriously.
Very, very, very horrible.
Well, that's what we're going to be just talking about, too. Just like talking in sound bites, what Trump does.
Right.
Worst person ever. I think he has said
really,
that.
Really, really
horrible
bad.
People.
Disgusting.
I think he's literally said that about everyone who doesn't agree with him.
Yeah, the next, the new thing is that he believes that Hillary is, he wants to have her, not only does he want her in jail, but he wants to have her drug tested because he believed the way she acted at the second debate that she was on drugs.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No.
Did he not see the same debate I saw?
I was saying, he goes, she goes, next time we're going to, he goes, I'll participate too, but we got to have her drug tested.
Right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about Trump now. Okay. If we're going to go there.
I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, it's interesting because when you go to, Saturday Night Live, which I love seeing, you know?
It was so good last night.
Yeah, it was so good. And when you go to Saturday Night Live and they do the recap of the debate, right? And you have Alec Baldwin doing Donald Trump.
He's gonna get an Emmy.
And I keep forgetting who does.
Kate McKinnon.
Thank you. There, and this is so true. There are times when, you know, they go to Hillary Clinton saying, do you want her to say something about that? And she goes,
no.
You know what? No, I don't.
Yeah,
I really don't want to say a thing.
Yeah.
Because at this moment, Trump is saying enough for both of us. And I think if I just keep my mouth shut, I've got a chance at this.
Somebody quoted Napoleon, I think.
Uh-huh.
He said something like, when your enemy is immolating, which means setting himself on fire, you know, just keep quiet.
Just keep quiet.
Just let him do
just
it.
Exactly.
Don't get in there. Don't rush to, you know.
And I have not heard Hillary at all this week.
No.
And I think because she doesn't want to give anybody ammunition anywhere.
Right.
So it's like, just keep my mouth shut. Just let this wave ride.
Michelle, talk for me.
I don't know
if
it's good or not, because first of all, you know, still stuff comes out about her emails and so forth. But it is weird about the email stuff, because when the surrogates for Trump come on discussing the emails and they read them and they tell me what they mean, I go, I don't know if that's really what that means.
I'm going crazy.
Yeah,
no, you're not going crazy, but because I've heard, you know, the actually, like, neutral analysts say, that's not what that means.
That's not what that means.
That's
I
not
don't
what
get
that
it
means.
Why you're picking on
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
Well,
because
Hillary,
they have to. You know.
Or Bill, and I'm so tired of hearing about Bill.
I know.
I'm so effing tired about it. I mean, I don't, I when it was all going down
it's
in the 90s or the 80s or whenever it was all going down, I thought his behavior in that area was just crappy, and we had to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't have to deal with it now. He's not running for presidency.
Right.
And the idea he's going to be like a, you know, this big sex fiend as
in the White House.
It's just not true. Not one bit is it true. I mean, I look at him, I'm like, oh,
yeah. Anybody could outrun him.
Exactly. I just don't think he has the mojo anymore.
No.
You know, I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm not, whatever.
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing, too. There came a point this week, because after last weekend with the video that came out and then the debate and then all these women, you know, coming forward bit by bit, there was a point that I actually felt like, oh, I feel sorry. Not for DT.
Right.
I felt sorry for his quote-unquote surrogates.
Yeah.
All these blonde women
that
I don't know where they have to put this in their mind to
talk about this over and over again.
And to say that party line.
Yeah.
Which is, you can't even say it with a straight face.
No, you can't.
So I had a moment where I just felt, oh, I feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
And I don't know, something happened and I went, no, I don't feel sorry for them.
No. They're getting paid.
Yeah.
They're getting paid. They're getting time. Their minds are the next election when they get called in and they'll make their money again.
Right.
This is what they do. This is what they get hired to do.
Right.
There's a lot more female surrogates than there are male surrogates, which I find very interesting.
They're all blonde.
Yeah. But what was fascinating was, I had a little twinge of being uncomfortable about my own behavior, because the woman that was the soap star that they were talking about.
Yes.
Okay,
I don't know her
and
name,
they asked how she felt about it, and she honestly, it didn't scar her, you know. And she said, I wouldn't mind an apology, but it needs to be true. Not apology, but, you know, that kind of apology. Yeah.
I thought she was, like, handled everything very good. But you know what? That's her job.
It's her job.
In some sense. You get, you get trained by the job.
But it's really, I have had to evaluate all my behavior. Because there are times that I'm talking with somebody and I'll touch their shoulder or mm-hmm. I'll touch them or whatever, mm-hmm. not inappropriately, I don't think, or being kind mm-hmm. or, you know, mm-hmm. and now I don't know if I should just have hands off everywhere. Mm-hmm. And if someone touched me on my shoulder mm-hmm. or whatever, I'm mm-hmm. not that
me neither.
Offended
me neither.
Or I feel my space being mm-hmm. violated.
Or if someone calls me dear, or one of Norm's friends calls me dear heart. Oh, dear heart.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I like that. I kind of melt inside.
Yeah, and I remember,
I'm like, don't call me dear heart.
Right. You know? Remember when I was at Frank Kern's thing, and I remember meeting this gentleman. I can't think of his name right now. The one that I quit. Gentleman.
Oh, that guy. Okay, yeah, I don't remember his name either. Robert somebody?
No, I have his book right in front of me. Mm-hmm. Anyway, literally I have it right in front of me, but my eyes are going worse. I have it right in my book. I just can't read it. But I finally quit. And great book. And he just lays it all out there, talking about it. And, mm-hmm. and by the time I read the book, I really felt I knew him, and I just wanted to give him a hug. And so when he comes up and I do my interview with him, I just said,
hug?
I have to give you a hug. And he gave me a hug. Uh-huh. But now I felt like, why do I have to give him a hug? Uh-huh. And I felt, I mean, and I remember when I was in college way back, and I felt bad about it now. Like, he gave me a hug.
Well, because you know why? Because it's a real legit conversation now.
Now it's a legit conversation, yeah. Exactly.
I mean, it really has gone from circus show.
Yeah.
It's still a little bit of a circus show. To like, wait a minute, this is really real here.
Yeah.
And it really is about, I'm sure, Julie, it's more about power than anything.
Right.
And
for
so
him, it was
had,
about power.
And
I had no power.
You had no power
no.
to, you know, to hug him. It was just a genuine
right.
emotion that you had.
Yeah, and are you allowed to be huggers anymore in the real world? And I said that we should have an app for people who just want to be hugged.
I think me and Julie have decided that we're gonna create an app. It's kind of like Grindr.
Yes,
in the sense
I think,
that
if I'm not mistaken, how grinding works. If you're near somebody who's also on Grindr, you get like a bing.
Yeah.
And then you can go, oh, he's near me. And I can use it.
Who
got
you?
You can say
that.
Yes or no, I think.
Yeah.
Or they just swipe left, swipe right. I don't know.
But we're going to have the same thing. If you're part of our hugging app, if you're even in a little bit of proximity, you'll get a ooga.
I don't like that one.
Which would you like?
Just bing. It's a little ding.
A little ding?
Yeah. A ooga has a very sexual connotation. This is not sex. This is about hugging, because we're going to have to give up hugging in the future.
Okay, so
hugging strangers
okay,
in the future.
Let's think of something very sweet then. Like,
I know. No, neither can.
Would that be good?
I think chafing sound, you know, rubbing two skin parts together, that could be a hug. But kissing is not a hugging.
Okay.
I like just like, aww.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Aww. And so if they're close by,
you'll hear this.
You'll, aww. And you'll know, and you'll look around. And you'll, I don't know, use your GPS.
Well, just like, yes, just like and Pokemon, try to find, yeah. You'll see a little ding, like, oh, over there, right yeah. across the corner.
Yeah.
And if you guys move together, like, oh, we're going to go in for a hug.
Yes.
And you'll have guidelines. A hug yeah. can only last like 10 seconds.
And we said two, like.
And then we count in 10 seconds. We count, go, this
that's
is
kind
long
of a long time.
So then we said 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And then, you know. And no groins together,
no.
groins apart.
We almost were thinking sideways hugs.
Sideways hug wouldn't be bad.
Not bad. That's you know. Kind of like the Mormon hug.
Yeah.
It's a sideways.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Or a shake, like a handshake, one hand handshake, other hand a hug.
Right.
That's not bad either.
No. Uh-uh.
You know, no. It's kind of like a guy hug, you know.
Yeah. Dude, I love it.
I think that is, that could be it. That's not
so that's
going
to be our
like
new
that.
App, right? Yeah.
I'm going to work on it.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that on the top of my list.
Put that on the,
the top of my list in between.
Christine Masters. Marie and Julie's app, yeah. The hugging app.
The hugging app.
The huggers.
And I just call it, aww.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww.
You know. Or what one person should do is we should all have our dogs. And, like, people go, if you want to hug a dog, you know, we'll hook you up with people who have dogs.
Oh, I love
and
that.
And as they're walking around, you can hug their dog.
Oh, I love
I don't
that.
Know. And then maybe that call
some
be
people
like,
just need a hug.
I love
from,
it.
They need a hug from a dog.
A hug from a dog is an awesome thing.
Or a lick on the face.
Even more awesome. Except that last night, Cubs won. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
All thank you, 7.5 pound baby Jesus.
Thank you, 7.5 pound baby Jesus. I don't know where you were at for the last 100+ years, but now you're on the side
now
of the Cubs.
That's because of The Exorcist. There's a summoning happening in Chicago.
Oh, the Cubs to win. No, but I was doing some stretching, and I was doing downward dog while watching the Cubs game. And Doug's dog, which is really his daughter's dog, but
soon little, to be his dog,
Toph, literally ran or anything and just started licking my face.
No.
To the point where I thought I was going to pass out because uh-huh. she was licking my eyeballs.
Oh, no.
And I'm just like, and I'm on the downward dog, and yeah. I can't, so if I could maneuver myself, I'm like, got one hand off my position, trying to get my face, and then all of a sudden, I see stars.
Oh, no.
I'm like, I'm going to pass out.
Yeah.
And then I walked myself up, and I said, Toph, knock it off. I'm doing my downward dog. Let me do my downward dog. Dumb dog. You know, she's a cutie. She's a cutie. But
you should have saved that for animal stories.
I should have, but it's imperative now. But it was, so that's kind of what I've been thinking about lately, how mm-hmm. there have been times when I've kind of broken that boundary. Mm-hmm. I think the guy was fine at me. I gave him a hug. Mm-hmm. You know, I think he was nice enough. But I really felt bad that I hugged that man for our interview.
I'm trying to think if I ever did anything inappropriate like that.
You did something inappropriate last week, but I'm not going to tell anybody.
I did?
You made a comment about someone's big chest out in public.
Oops, I did.
You did. And you, I was like, oops. I was shocked that you said, I thought to myself, you were in pain because of your back, and I think you were dizzy. You were like, pain dizzy, and you just like let it, your filter down.
No, I did. You know what? I remember that now. I was so startled. This was a very, very, very tiny, petite woman.
Yes.
Who had humongous, ginormous breasts. And here's the thing. She had on a top that accentuated him.
Right.
I said to myself, when I first saw him, I'm like, holy cow. That I mean, she could have worn a jacket. She could have worn a shirt.
Right.
But the particular T-shirt that she wore really accentuated him. So I just said really quickly to you guys so that you could see what I'm seeing, OMG. That woman has huge breasts.
I know.
That's what I said.
I know.
And you went, shut up. Shut up, mother.
I think I said, I can't take you anywhere.
That's what you said.
I can't take you anywhere. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I think you must have gotten a peripheral vision of it because they weren't as bad as you thought.
Really?
Yeah. And then, but for whatever reason, this thought got into your mind like, how could she possibly be this petite and have these huge breasts?
I couldn't figure that out. And because usually you see, because
it was in the, she had walked past you really fast. So after you were talking with us, you no longer saw her.
No, she walked past me.
And so when I saw her, I didn't think her breasts looked that big. And here we are talking about her breasts. But it was kind of funny because I'm like, I don't get what mom's saying.
Really?
And so I almost think that you didn't see really the reality of it.
Okay.
Which is very interesting.
Wow.
Because then you went and said, what kind of job could she possibly have?
That was my next question.
And I thought, you cannot possibly be seeing what I'm seeing.
I said to myself, what kind of job does she need or have?
I really thought that you literally were looking at a corner through your reading glasses. Yeah. And it's sort of like those mirrors.
They were magnified.
Items are closer than they appear.
Right.
And they really are. I really think that her boobs were magnified in your glasses to be extreme looking.
I'm shocked by that.
Yeah, because they weren't as extreme as what you were saying.
I felt like they were extreme.
Yes, and I just kept saying, inside voice.
No.
And I
just felt like this, OMG.
I know, you were shocked. But it's so funny because it was so out of your character.
Yeah.
You don't ever comment on anybody except for, I like your haircut.
Right.
Because you're in the mood right now to figure out new haircuts.
Right.
So literally you're scanning the world for like a haircut you can have.
Right.
Okay, so besides that, you don't talk about anybody's body.
It's so unlike me.
So unlike you. That's why I'm ragging on you a little bit, because it's just so unlike you.
Yeah.
That's why I also think that, I also almost feel you had a walk-in. like Trump's energy is floating out there, and he just walked right into you, and he's like, whoa, look at those boobs on her.
Ooh,
and it's funny, because your daughter had bigger boobs. Me?
No,
and
you
that,
don't.
I'm sure. I just don't wear that kind of top. I just don't wear that kind of top.
Really? Okay, then in my mind, I perceive her as a lot. A tiny, tiny woman with humongous, giant.
And I just, I'm saying right now that, put your microphone a little closer to your face, by the way. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm just noticing we're not getting the same kind of volume. But anyway, I also know that I should have a code for that, right? You know, like maybe my finger moving towards your microphone, like closer, closer, closer.
That does look a little... That looks a little raunchy, though.
Right. Just put my finger. Yeah, it looks a little bad. Uh-huh. Looks quite bad. And so, like I said, I almost feel like when, like I said, this is completely out of character for you.
Yes, yes.
And I almost feel like you had a walk-in.
Okay, so I apologize for inappropriate behavior. But it didn't hurt anybody.
It didn't hurt one bit.
It's a victimless crime.
Right, because you weren't like, anywhere near that person. Anyway, nowhere near that person. But I do wonder, because you have become, like we said last week, a CNN junkie.
Right.
And a Fox junkie.
Right.
And so, you know, you put sex in your brain and sex comes out of your mouth.
That's right. Sex goes in.
Sex goes out.
Sex comes out.
And so I think your defenses were down.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It must have been.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Plus, I was chewing gum, and I am different when I chew gum. Am I not?
Oh, my God. Thank you for bringing this up. Literally, I had on my nose today to rag on you.
No, you didn't.
Yes. Cause,
you actually wrote down notes
about
ragging on me for chewing gum?
Yes, because I was cleaning up the house, and I had this nice box of tissue that I was putting away. And lo and behold, what do I find in the box of tissue?
Used gum.
Of course, used gum. I know what... the hell happened to my parents? You guys are chewing gum and leaving it everywhere. I literally think,
you know where Dad put one the other day?
No, where?
In a bottle cap.
In a bottle cap.
Yes.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. And it's just, I go, first off, this is not who you guys are. You haven't been gum chewers.
No. We're not gum chewers.
And now I see you throwing it everywhere. I'm like, who are you guys? Just polluting the world with your gum, and you're just chomping on it all the time.
I know, it's like, I'm sorry about that.
I like, who are my parents? You know, used to be, you know, oh, don't pollute, don't make the little Indian man cry, Native American.
Give a hoot,
don't pollute, you know. Only you can prevent forest fires, little one, you know, all that stuff. And here you are just throwing your gum out. Gum here and there, and putting in the car, and all this, and I just like today. I was like, I had enough.
You had enough
intervention time, baby. Okay. Intervention.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Swallow
I
that.
Apologize.
Why don't they make gum that you can swallow? Which I don't get.
I mean, I don't.
And
know.
Is it a lie that you can't swallow gum? I mean, it will eventually pass through your system.
I don't know. It's a law. No gum chewing, no swallowing.
Well, I mean, I was always told you couldn't swallow your gum.
I think it's a bad thing.
Oh, God. Can I tell you something horrible?
What?
Doug and I had this conversation about women and locker room talk. And he goes, my friends and I don't do that shit. We don't talk like that. And I'm like, okay, that's good. I'm glad to hear it. And he goes, I understand if you do, I mean, I go, how deep does it go? And he goes, what we heard Trump talk about was horrible. He goes, I can't imagine any of my friends are all together with somebody or married and have kids. We're beyond that age when we do stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, okay, that's good.
That's right. Trump was 59.
Yeah. Now he's 70. He's still saying stuff about women. Yeah. I mean, he can't not say stuff about women.
I know, to explain his behavior. Yeah, have you seen her?
Have you seen her? I don't think so.
She wouldn't be my first choice.
I don't think so.
To sexually abuse.
But anyway, I heard Doug go on this huge anti-female rant. And if it wasn't about an inanimate object, I would have had a column on it. But guess who it was about?
An inanimate object?
Well.
Female inanimate object?
Kind of inanimate. Surrey.
Oh.
He
hates Surrey?
He got on this rant of Surrey. You dumb mother. Nah, nah, nah. I go, who? What are you? What's going on with you? I just want to buy some music, and I can't get Surrey to help me do it. And she's always there asking me what she can do for me, and she can't help me. And that dumb, no, 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 no. And I said to myself, I would call him on this if it was a real person.
Yes,
but
right.
I can't. And it was so funny because this hat we wanted to buy. We'll go into movie reviews real quick, but we wanted to buy on iTunes the last song from The Accountant. During the credits, there's this lovely song called "I Want to Leave Something Behind," and it was just by Sean Rowe, I think his name is. Hope I'm saying it right, but it was a wonderful song. Mm-hmm. Just trying to leave something, but just great, soulful song. Loved every minute of it. Loved the movie. But he just had the worst time. He goes, I had to update my system with Surrey, and I had to update iTunes, and now they make life so hard for me, and I don't understand where she's at. Why can't she help me with this? And he was just ranting
and
raving.
And he was serious.
He was serious. And I'm laughing, but I'm like, I don't know what I can do about this because it's not like you're mad at somebody.
Right.
But it does happen to be a female, and you are saying some female words here.
Mm.
And so I know I had to leave it alone. Mm. I had to leave it alone. Mm-hmm. But I laughed at him. I said, just to let you know, now that you got to work, are you back to normal? He goes, yeah. I go, you kind of got into a little rage there about this song. And you took our good time that we were having. Mm-hmm. I told you just go to YouTube and play it on YouTube.
Right.
He goes, I didn't want to play it on YouTube. I wanted to buy it for $1. I go, whatever it was. I go, yeah, but you could have listened to it instantly, and I have spent the last 20 minutes complaining about not being able to buy it. I go, so next time just do what I say. Life will be so much easier for you if you just
never
do
what you say. And everything,
I know, and his life sucks
given
because
him
of it.
Excellent, excellent advice.
His life is always in conflict because he doesn't do what I say.
Never does
exactly, what you say. Exactly.
In fact, you should know that by now and just say what you want.
Okay,
the opposite of.
I need to move on, but I have to tell you really quick.
Sure.
A couple things that I learned this week about protection and like school safety and things like that that I think are really interesting.
Okay.
So, Doug's son-in-law, David, is a principal or vice principal at a school. And I was talking about how I heard on this one radio show that you should first run from a bad situation. If you're in a, if you see people with guns, you should run. And then if you can't run, second is fight. Third, and she goes, oh my gosh, that's exactly what David learned too. He had to go through this whole course. And he was talking to, Doug's daughter, Hillary, and saying, hey, this kid, he's the only kid I ever met that I really thought could really harm a school. And she's like, well, I don't need to hear that. What are you going to do about it? He goes, don't worry, we got things already in, planned, and everything's cool. We were prepared, and so forth.
So first of all, you run. Second, you fight.
Right. And she said that's exactly what David learned. And they actually had done studies where they took a woman who did not know how to do a gun and gave her a gun. It was a fake gun, like almost like a paint gun, She had never ever shot a gun before. And what she did was, because everybody was hiding, she was able to kill 10 people, quote unquote, you know, mm-hmm. when she, quote unquote, went crazy, did a mock kind of school gun incident.
I mean, the girl went crazy?
Like they gave a woman to pretend like she was going crazy.
Oh, gotcha. She was the one that was
Yeah,
going
she
crazy.
Walks in with a fake gotcha, gun, but gotcha. She starts, and she literally was able to kill 8 people. Mm-hmm. Now, they gave a man who actually had sniper training, and they gave him a gun, and literally they told him to run or then fight, and he only was able to get one person killed. Before everybody took him down, like they fought him off.
Ah, now I'm getting it.
Yes, does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so the truth is, they have evidence where if you can run, run. But if you can't run,
fight.
Fight. Throw shit at him. Fight. Right. Fight, 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 fight. Like fight. Your life like your life means it.
Right.
And like his life or death situation, and it is. And they've done studies. I thought that is fascinating to me.
Yeah.
And they've actually proved it now that you have to fight.
Right.
You have to fight. If you can't run away, you effing fight it.
Yeah. And what about hiding in place?
Hiding in place.
Yeah, like you can't run.
Yeah.
You can't fight. So you hide in place.
I know what that means, hide in place, like hide in a hiding place.
Well, meaning that you hide in the place where the, I guess, the activity is happening somehow.
That would be fine because you have no other choice.
I mean, I always heard that that was like the third one.
Right, yes, you'd have to hide then. If you
it's
can't.
Called hide in place. Almost kind of like where people go, you know, rather than go on a vacation, they go on a staycation.
Yeah, you just got to hide at there.
You got to hide in place.
I think that's totally, if you like, have to hide, hide.
Behind a vending machine.
I mean, you're in a situation that's so extreme that you pray to God never happens to you.
Right.
That you're looking at really 3 bad options. But if you mm-hmm. can't run and if you can't fight, then you have to hide.
Yeah.
And then so forth. You know, what else are you going to do? Right. Give yourself up?
Right.
You don't want to do that either, you know? So... And you just, there's no real guarantee that any of it's going to work, but they just have some statistical information that running helps, mm-hmm. fighting helps, mm-hmm. and the worst case scenario, hiding is like the worst case scenario, mm-hmm. but, you know, and so forth.
And what about, because I know that they talked about that nightclub in Florida.
Right.
And they were saying that if people had guns, they could have fought back.
Right.
But they weren't allowed to bring guns into right. the, you know.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think that those towns where
like
they
say... Just shoot them.
Of course. I think that that would be a interesting scenario, too, if they all carried guns. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of us all having guns or none of us having guns.
Right.
And...
That's kind of like your idea, was it last week or a couple of weeks ago, where you like the idea of, like, once a year, and I don't know if you said it on the radio or not, but you were telling me, once a year, everybody should put out a sex tape. Everybody.
Oh, yes.
And that way, then, it's all out there. Nobody's going to get, like,
right
ahead of the other person.
I don't remember saying this, but...
Really?
That wasn't me who said
it
this.
You?
It was Dan Savage who said this. So I don't know what podcast you're listening to, you naughty, naughty girl.
No.
Yeah. But
like once a year on Arbor Day.
Yes.
You're supposed
everybody
to,
sends out a sex tape.
Everybody sends out sex pictures.
Yes. Well,
Even a sex tape, just pictures.
Sex pictures.
Just nasty pictures. And then you're all even Steven.
Everybody's even Steven.
Yeah, and so like, hey, you know, you can't go, hey, look, I need $1 million. I got pictures of you. No.
Right.
No, the whole world does.
Yeah, the whole world does.
And so guess, what?
Yeah, and I have pictures of you dumb.
Right.
And so we get all pictures of each other.
Exactly. It's kind of like the purge.
Yes. I don't know what to say about that. There's something very interesting about being completely transparent. I dig that in some ways. Mm-hmm. I remember when I went to that nudist place to learn how to do massage therapy, and basically you just saw everybody nude.
Yeah.
For about 4 seconds, you're really embarrassed, and then about 20 seconds in it, your brain shuts down that part of your brain. Mm-hmm. Like, because you just can't be embarrassed anymore.
You just can't.
And you've seen everybody, and no longer are you impressed with people's body or unimpressed with people's body.
Right.
It's just something in your brain does shut down. And it's not like, ooh, look at this. No. It just shuts down. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if your brain's like overly like, I have to shut down now. I'm just seeing too much, shut down. Or it just doesn't care.
Right.
So there is something to that. Like if it's every, but you see, it's like all or nothing. You can't. can't have people holding back.
Right.
We're either all completely transparent mm-hmm. and we see all people's crap and good and bad and all of this stuff, mm-hmm. or we still are able to have, you know, modesty, I guess. I don't know.
A modicum of decency still.
Yes. I don't know what to say. I don't know where we're heading.
You don't have to say anything. We can talk about creepy clowns.
No, we really have no time for that.
I have to because I have just a quick
go for it.
Update.
Go for it.
I'll be fast because I know last week I talked about the creepy clowns.
Yes,
and I have a little bit of more news. Yes,
I'm doing a little news tabbing. Update
on creepy clowns.
Okay, go for it.
Number one, a lot of Halloween shops have taken down and removed their clown costumes.
Okay, cool.
Because of creepy clown.
Right.
Number two, which I think is even bigger, is that Ronald McDonald has gone on sabbatical.
Oh.
Because of the creepy clown phenomenon.
Awesome.
He was scaring too many people, little kids. And so they're going, for now, until the creepy clown phenomenon is over, Ronald McDonald is going to go on sabbatical.
I love it, and kind of
that's
find
all
it
I wanted
sad.
To say.
Okay, well, it's sad that we have to change our behavior for creepy clowns.
Yeah,
that makes me feel sad.
Have to change our behavior, and you know, I
and clowns and legitimate clowns have to change their behavior because of creepy clown behavior.
I agree with you.
It's like
because
good priests had to become more
even better
because of creepy priests.
The creepy priests. Yeah. Well, you know, you're kind of going up my alley here because my feeling was, like, you're talking about, you know, a good priest. What about good clowns like Bozo?
Yeah.
Now, Bozo should come out as a warrior clown.
Right.
Not a creepy clown and say, wait a minute, not all clowns are like this.
Right.
It's just the creepy clowns with the orange hair.
Yes.
Or the orange makeup.
Yes.
And some clowns are good clowns.
Yes.
And that care about people.
Yes. Yes.
And don't degrade or scare little kids or women or Muslims.
Right?
Our disabled people.
That's right. They're not there for that.
No.
So are you saying
creepy clowns? So I'm saying Bozo
should
take to the streets, and even including Mrs. Bozo, who I heard was... I think she was secretary of state of other bozos.
Sorry. I think you've had too many
movies.
Of those painkillers. Those little tropical drinks all painkillers. All right, let's go to the movies, girlfriend.
Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies and see how many Sherpa hats there are. You know what I mean.
All right, quickly, because we don't have a lot of time. Tell me your review. You saw two movies. One movie we both saw different times. It was on the Spike Channel.
Oh, yeah. Brick
called
Mansions.
Brick Mansions.
Yes.
I'm going to give it three Sherpas. A great little fun movie
on
any kind of afternoon.
I agree.
No big deal.
I agree.
A satisfying, lots of fun.
Lots of parkour.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do they do that?
Have no expectations and you'll enjoy it.
Exactly. I gave it three Sherpas.
Yeah, I gave it. I'll say three as well.
Now go to
the one I saw last night, which was Ghostbusters. Yes. And you know what, guys? It was good.
Was it?
It was so cute.
Because it had such a bad rap.
Did it really?
Yeah.
I'm so surprised. But I guess it might have been because I was having steak with it.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed my steak dinner. And
had zero expectations.
Had zero expectations, but it was so cute to see all these girls be the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
It was darling. I love the cast.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And it was definitely...
How many Sherpa hats would you give it?
I would give it 3.5, 4.
Awesome. And you know what? There's just times when you go, I just want to see a fun movie.
Yeah.
I just want to see a fun, sweet
movie. And also some nice eye candy in that one dude, but I can't
Helmsley
think of it.
Helmsley or something like that, right?
Yeah, what's his name? Liam Helmsley or
I think
something?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
He's cute.
Yeah, he is darling. He's darling.
Yeah, and the accent doesn't hurt.
But we
hurt.
Do not objectify men.
No.
We don't do it. But I find him visually appealing.
Liar. Yeah. Liar. Disaster.
Exactly.
Loser.
So Doug and I saw a movie last night, and it was a recent movie. Literally just came out, which is very rare for us. But I heard a good review on it, and I'm like, you know, I'll go see it. And it was The Accountant. And literally, I literally said to Doug.
Literally?
Literally. Not figured. I literally said to Doug when it was all said and done. I think I just saw a perfect movie.
Oh, really?
That's exactly why I said that.
Yeah, I know you texted me and said, use that word. I saw a perfect movie.
I think I just saw a perfect movie. Yeah. I had been seeing movies the last 6 to 8 months or even a couple of years. I'm going, I just don't remember a movie that I loved. Mm-hmm. That I'm going, wouldn't mind seeing again. Mm-hmm. I just loved. And this movie, I just thought to myself, I left crying. I cried a little bit at the
end.
Did
he die in the end?
No, nobody... No, that's not the right word. Nobody died. A lot of people died. But, no, he did not die.
Good.
But it just touched me, and the music was appropriate. Mm-hmm. And there was not a lot of sexual tension, which I appreciated, mm-hmm. because sometimes I go, this is just not appropriate. Mm-hmm. There was a scene where I thought, oh, this is going to go on. This can't happen. And then they stayed true to the script. Mm-hmm. They stayed true to the characters. Because mm-hmm. I thought, oh, please don't let them, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that kind of movie.
Don't go, ooh.
Yeah. And then I thought, oh, my gosh. And then in a slow beginning, I kept thinking, when's the action going to happen? And then it just did. Like, boom. I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, interesting. Hmm. And so I just left feeling complete, happy, and just thought to myself, this was a perfect movie.
Yeah, they can make good movies again.
Yes.
Yeah.
And good job, little Ben Affleck, acting his whole heart out, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. Anna Kendrick, is that her name?
Really? That's her in there?
She's in there.
Really?
Yeah, not a big role, but she's in there. And that was really sweet and well done. And mm-hmm. just... There were times we laughed, the audience laughed, mm-hmm. and it was just well done. Mm-hmm. So I can highly recommend it.
Good.
Yeah. Ready to go to talk about Elliot's Corner?
You bet.
I once had a dog, or should I say, he once had me. Welcome to Elliot's Corner. Well, there's my dog, Elliot. I love to sing to him, love to sing about him. And you wanted to say you had two quick stories about animals. Do you want
I just have one. I can share two real fast.
Okay, go share two real fast.
One I saw on the news today.
We need to have a longer show, by the way.
We have. It was on CNN.
Yeah.
And you know how guys go in these steel cages to film or photograph sharks?
Yeah.
Well, he was in one, and a great white shark broke through.
Oh, you gotta kidding me.
No.
That would be like my worst nightmare.
Yeah, and there was a guy filming it, so you actually see this happening.
Oh, no.
And luckily, he was, you know, they were filming it, and so the shark is like half in and half out of the cage, and he lifts like the lid on the cage, and the people pull him out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, but you see this shark.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, splashing around and everything. That was scary. That's my first one.
Okay.
I can't go any faster than that. Now, my second story is about in California, people caught two bears having sex.
Okay. Which is what I would think bears would do.
Yeah. But the big thing about it was black bears. So it was big black bears. And the big thing that why it's such a YouTube sensation is that the male black bear had a big boner.
Well, but they're having sex. Why wouldn't they have a big boner?
But now they have, you know, documented pictures of a big black bear with a boner.
I just want to say.
That's all I want to say. That's just what I wanted to say for animal stories.
Okay. Did you learn anything from that?
Did I learn?
Either one of those stories? One is, first off, if you're going to go into their environment, don't be shocked at what you see. If you're going to go where black bears hang out, I think there's a good chance you're going to see two black bears mating. Mm-hmm. And I think seeing their genitals is in proportion to the animal. Black bears are pretty big. I think that they'd have a big erection.
Right.
So don't be surprised if you're going to be there.
Right. Well, I just remembered The Revenant.
Yes.
Know, and I remember, you know, what they said about him and the big
black
bear. They
thought that the bear was raping him. Right.
Right.
And I don't think the bear's I did not see an erection on that bear, but it was probably CGI.
On YouTube and look up.
I heard about this,
black
and I will
bear
see
with a boner,
and I'm going to see this because I'm guessing it's pretty extraordinary.
It's pretty extraordinary.
You know, what if he's small for black bears? Like, what if black bears typically are huge, bigger than that? Wouldn't that be impressive? But why are we objectifying bears, Mom?
Yeah, I mean, what if they're just poor brown bears?
Yeah.
Or what about their polar bears? Do the polar bears have small?
Yes.
Boners?
I know they have. I think it's all in proportion to the size of the bear. It's gotta be.
Let's hope so.
Let's hope so. Okay, I will tell a quick story about Elliot, and then we gotta move on. So anyway, here's what I learned from my dog Elliot this week. The whole point of Animal Elliot's Corner is to really take out something that we've learned about animals and how we can bring it to our life. Because I remember Oprah talking to
Shirley MacLaine.
She said you can learn everything you can from your dogs, and I agree with that. But anyway, Elliot's been on this rampage of barking continuously.
Mm-hmm.
And inappropriately barking.
He just turned two this week, and he is a terrible two.
And I'm about to just put on the barking collar to mm-hmm. see if that will calm him down.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I don't want to say it's cruel, because it's not cruel. People use it, and I know it can work. But what I realized and what I took away from this was, you know, when you live in a family, sometimes there are behaviors that you don't care enough about, like, but you have to change to make your family happier. You know, like me and your gum chewing. Like, you know, if
I'm willing to change my behavior.
Well, not really, because you guys have, it's you two against one. So I have to learn to change my behavior, which is accept the fact that both my parents are just now chewing gum.
Gum chewers. Why you?
And I don't even care. I just care what you do with the gum afterwards. It's like you guys are four. You know, putting it anywhere you can. It's like everywhere I touch, I'm like, gum? Really, gum? That gum.
Okay, you've made your point, girlfriend.
And so I think Elliot is really destroying three of his members of his family.
Yes.
And I think he's going to have to come to the realization, make a quality decision, that he will have to start wearing the collar.
Yeah.
Because for the sake...
For our sake, our exactly, sanity.
That's
what
I learned.
He's got to make some changing.
So what behaviors are you doing out there in the world that your core family group would go, hey, could you stop doing that? And you're not really married to the behavior. It's just become a habit or easy, you know? Mm-hmm.
If I had one thing I would do for, I would ask Norm, well, maybe this is not appropriate to say, but when he walks, he farts. He can walk and fart at the same time. And I'm just mean like, not just one fart.
Yeah.
Like he can just fart. Like, do-do-do-do-do-do. It just keeps, that would be one behavior that bugs me.
Okay. We can have him work on that.
We should talk to him about that.
I don't know how he's going to stop that. I don't know. I don't know how to have him stop that. But it's,
you don't know?
I don't know. I was thinking you were going to say he could move his shoes because he just leaves his shoes anywhere he wants to.
He has
five or six pairs.
He has five or six pairs of shoes always in play. Yeah. I have no idea why.
I don't know. He's one of those girls.
You think that he would have like... A man just have one shoe.
Yeah, exactly.
One pair of shoes.
Exactly.
But you walk in the bedroom, he's got like his house slippers, his thongs, his work shoes,
exactly.
His play shoes.
Are you
his
ready
tennis
for...
shoes.
I know. But you didn't choose that one. You choose the farting, which is might be put in an uncontrollable behavior section. But hey, why not work on it?
You know what? Let's ask him.
Yeah, exactly. Should you ask him now?
Hey, Norm.
Okay, girlfriend, you ready for a little pillar talk?
Yes.
Pillow talk. All right, there's our Doris Day singing our pillow talk. And I want to say to everybody, go to our website, ChristineMarieAndJulie.com. Go get our book, The Clutterfly Effect, tweak your way to total transformation by decluttering your life. And today's show has just felt very light today, like mm-hmm. funny, happy.
You know, it's
light.
True. Like even with Saturday Night Live last night, what was Emily Blunt? She was singing Put on a Happy Face. I think that's what I think because after this week where everybody's just tired. Sad, we're like embarrassed.
What is going on?
Like we have a friend in Canada, in Montreal.
Yeah.
And basically we're kind of a joke. Not
right.
Me and Julie, of course, but because of what is going on, the shenanigans that are going on
right.
in our politics, people just think, What's going on with Americans? They're crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
They're gum chewing cowboys.
Right.
Ready to have a fight.
Exactly. And you just go, what is going on?
And you just want to have a good time now.
And so that's what we wanted to do tonight. We wanted to have a good time. And during Pillar Talk, we got a lot of people talking about us about the idea we talked about last week, which was what is real true happiness and can you make yourself happy? But it's when your life conditions and your blueprint equal or even or the same, and then you have this sense of happiness. And if you've been unhappy for a while and you try and take a look and you go, you know, think about, is it your blueprint? Does your blueprint and your life conditions or life situation match? If they don't, what needs to be tweaked?
And what can be tweaked?
And what can be tweaked? Sometimes we come to a situation where our life conditions do not match our blueprint, but our life conditions cannot change.
Yes.
And if they can't change, then we must change our
the blueprint.
Yes. And that takes time, mm-hmm. because what you have to do is then grab something, even like say your SMART goal, you mm-hmm. know, and you have to pick a SMART goal that is more realistic to your mm-hmm. life conditions.
And go ahead and quickly just say what SMART stands for.
Mm-hmm. A SMART goal is a specific.
S.
Specific.
M.
Measurable.
A.
Attainable.
R.
R can be realistic or relevant
right.
to your life,
right.
which is the same thing. Is it relevant to your life situation?
Right.
Is it realistic? Is it attainable? And then
T
is time. Give right. yourself time all the time, because otherwise a goal can take forever.
Yeah, and nothing wears your spirit out by a goal that you're like,
yeah,
10 years later.
Yeah, and you want to move something forward every single week.
Yes.
And sometimes every single day, if it's just even one slight phone call,
mm-hmm.
you have to force yourself to move it forward every day.
Right.
And what we do know is that our future is determined by the decisions we make at this moment.
At this moment.
The small decisions. The decisions to say, okay, I really don't want to work out today, but I will get my butt off and I will work out. I will do yoga. I will stretch. I'll do my aerobic activity, because I know doing 20 minutes of aerobic every day helps the chance of not being insulin resistant in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know, all the things we do today that can take care of us in the future. I save 10% today so that in the future I have a better chance of taking care of myself financially. All those little things we do. But there are times in our lives when the life condition that we've set up does not even come close to our blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
And then we find ourselves in this huge conflict. And how do we get out of it? We can keep wishing that our life conditions will get better, but sometimes I just don't. And it was cute because my brother and I were talking about this, and he just said, I really liked what you were saying with life conditions. And I thought to myself, this is him talking, I can just be the best dad I can be right now. The other stuff about being, you know, working on being a better guitar performer or writing music, all these other things, which are important. But at the moment, he's got 2 kids under the age of 5,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Right.
And how do you, regardless of what you
that's
say.
That's attainable.
It's, yes. There are things that take a lot of time out of our lives
mm-hmm.
that deserve it, and things that take some time out of our lives that mm-hmm. don't really deserve the time at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
They're more like a future life situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so true. I mean, I talked last week, about how my body hurts a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so my blueprint, my life situations, do not match one bit. And so I have
to.
In that area.
Yeah.
So I have to change my blueprint. Now, in my blueprint, though, I can have improvements. I can have tweaks. I can have daily movement forward. But I'm maybe starting at a different baseline or starting at a different, my realistic goal.
Absolutely.
You know, a more of attainable goal.
Well, it's so true, because we used to think that the R in the SMART goal stood for relevant.
Right.
And then you said, Mom, you know, it's better for us to say realistic, because a lot of things can be relevant to your goal.
Right.
But not realistic.
Realistic, yeah.
And it really, really is important that it be something that you can attain.
And
with
and
a little bit of stretching.
Now. I mean, I know this idea that if you go for the stars,
you may hit the moon or whatever.
You have a big enough goal that gets you turned on in the morning.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. And we have that. But you need to have your milestone close enough to the planet Earth that you can reach.
Well, I think we're evolved enough in this idea of how we study success.
Yes.
And how we measure our things. We're more evolved than where we were even 50, 60 years ago with Zig Ziglar and
We're learning more about who we are as individuals.
Yeah, before you could just pretend that you were somebody that you weren't.
Yeah.
Now we're saying, who are you? Who did God make you?
Yeah.
And with who God made you.
And guess what? Who God made you with all the skills for you to take care of who you are.
Right.
You know, we're not all going to have mansions and airplanes. And guess what? We don't all need that.
No.
We don't all need it. I have no desire to have that kind of crap around to take care of.
I just need you, girlfriend.
Oh, thanks, Mom. I need you, too. Now, do I have a dream of possibly renting a boat? Yes. Because I do believe, you know, here's what I think about boats and yachts and all that stuff. The best day of your life is when you buy it and then and when you sell it. You know?
Now, really, Julie?
I don't know where I heard that from. But for the most part, then I think, hey, running a boat sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, exactly.
I have always wanted to learn how to sail. But as I get older, that dream doesn't pull me as much as it used to.
Right, right.
The romanticism doesn't catch.
Remember those? We used to always get the brochures for those windjammer cruises,
exactly,
where you would be on the big sailboats be part of the crew.
Yeah, it looks lovely.
That's cool.
And then to
what happened to that stuff? They still have those cruises?
Oh, sure they do. I just know, you know, I'm off their mailing list probably.
Yeah, probably because
they probably went and cleaned their mailing list off and they go, well, this girl hasn't called me in a while.
Yeah,
that's just kind of what do they call it? Just through.
Clean their email list.
Yes,
out.
Exactly. So anyway, that was our show today. I want you to go to our website, ChristineMarieAndJulie.com, get our book, The Clutterfly Effect, Tweak Your Way to Total Transformation by Decluttering Your Life. We didn't talk about the Minimalist Challenge, but we're still doing it.
Oh my gosh.
And it's starting November 1st for everybody.
Yes.
So I'm curious how it's going to work for everybody. And visit us on Facebook at Christine Marie and Julie.
Or just Christine Marie.
Exactly.
Right?
No, Christine.
No. Mm-mm. No, I'm not on just regular.
Yeah, it is, but that's not it. It's your whole name.
Oh.
I don't know if you want to share it or not. You can.
My whole name?
Yeah.
Christine Peters.
Christine Peters. But you're kind of maxed out on friends a little bit.
I think I might have room for a couple.
Yeah, come
couple
befriend
more.
You. Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, you know, I love The Rock. Anybody else wants to befriend me, fine.
Exactly. And I hate to bust the bubble, Mom. You are a friend of Rock's. He's not necessarily a friend of yours in that huge Facebook world. But that's okay.
You see his face?
Yeah, I saw it.
I'm pouting.
I know. You're pouting big time. So, girlfriend, how was the show today?
It was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great.